these bad boys up. And then observe as we travel up, you'll notice that these psych lights that we own.
As the lights around the area dim, a lighting class is being taught to the students in the theater department, which has been around for about 60 years. Michael Sandy, the managing director of theater, came to Pierce after working more than 20 years in professional theater.
I came here after working for close to 20 years in professional theater. I've worked on the East Coast, also in Seattle, and for several years I was marketing director at the Pasadena Playhouse here in the LA area.
Michael wanted to try his hand at teaching students at Pierce, rather than only sticking to professionals.
I kind of wanted to get out of the professional theater thing for a while, just to try something different, so I did for a while, and it really became clear that my major love is theater, but I also really was attracted to the opportunity to come here where I'm dealing with students who are learning rather than just professional theater people.
Along with Michael's extensive background in theater, he also brought an audience subscription base.
Most significant one that I brought here with my experience in professional theater was before I came here, there was no audience subscription base. And what a subscription base is people that subscribe to all of our plays within a season. We do 4 plays a year.
Michael states that the Performing Arts Department has a wide variety of talent to bring to the theater scene, along with much experience to back it up.
We have a really wonderful collection of professional artists who have come here to form our faculty and staff with a wide background. All of us bring something different to the table, and collectively we are very good, I think, at being the examples for the students and working with them to train them to become theater professionals themselves.
Shaheen Vaz, one of the dozens of theatrical teachers on the Pierce campus, says that teaching came as a second nature and also that she heavily enjoys how it felt.
I started teaching while I was working as an artist, working as an actor primarily in my 20s. And I always balanced it with acting. So every time I didn't have an acting gig, I would get back to teaching, working in the schools. And then at some point, I started doing it more than acting, and I started in realizing that, you know, I was cutting out of auditions to be at my job, my teaching job, and then I just went with it.
Shaheen noted that it takes being aware and to be themselves in the theater environment is what it takes to be a successful theater student.
Listening, being aware of who they are, of who the group is, who the other people in the room are, and what their place in it is, how to fit in. So that's a big one, being aware and listening. And another one I'd say to them is to be themselves, to not be afraid to be themselves, to have their voice, to own their own voice, and to use it in their work when they're acting, to be themselves.
Edward Salas, the lights technician at the theater department, said he's taken part in major plays and describes what theater means to him.
The set and lights for the LA premiere of Durang Durang, Christopher Durang's play, and the lights for the LA premiere of Tennessee Williams' play. Theater is this transitory place of communication, and we as a society discover where we're at in life, and the audience is challenged by themes in the shows, and everything that we do, this from the sets to the lighting, it's all about this communication to the audience.
Leah Foster, a makeup artist and model for the Performing Arts Department, says that the theater scene is not only enjoyable, but also very rewarding if you put in the effort and time into making it a career.
Because I love it. I have a passion for it. I like this whole world, this whole umbrella of the entertainment industry is fascinating because, like I said, not only to that you get to see, you know, as an actor, you have to do the work for the character. So you really need to have passion for it. And in this business, you don't only need the passion, but you just have to have the time, because it's you're not making any money right away, and people seem to think that. But they get a big shock when they find out that it's a lot of grueling work before you actually start making a living out of it.
Leah mentions that the costume department, which has thousands of costumes in stock, and the theater is not only family, but also a team.
Family is a big word that comes to mind when I hear theater, because when you're in theater, it's such a family environment. It's such a specific, tight unit. You hear, oh, you're the theater people, you hear that a lot, and that gets thrown around. But when you do theater, and you're in a place where not only do they pride themselves in the work that they do and the type of productions that they do, but it also kind of just makes you have that camaraderie with people that you've never met before, and you end up meeting new people and they become your friends and they become, you know, great mentors or whatever it is. And so you're constantly a part of something that's really exciting.
The faculty and staff who participates in the theater department are phenomenal when it comes to brainstorming ideas and making productions happen.
Not only do we have great faculty members and faculty staff, the great directors, they pick amazing plays. The production, there's a level of such professionalism with the head of the department, Michael Gend, that he's kind of instilled that into a lot of the people, a lot of the students here, and they bring that into the production. I've worked, you know, professionally outside that didn't have the same sort of work ethic that Pierce has.
Leah comments on the future of Pierce's theater by hinting that the sky's the limit for Pierce due to the great work of everyone who partakes in helping out.
So it can go far, and I hope to see it go even bigger. You know what I mean? I hope to see them do more productions and have more students involved in the productions and get more people to come. And, you know, we just built this beautiful theater. It took a long time. Everybody was waiting with bated breath. And so finally we have it now. So I think we need to show it off and have not just theater, but now the music department's involved in it and the dance department is involved in it. So everything is kind of working together. And I like that. I think that's a great road and a great transition in bringing all of the arts together. It just makes us stronger. So I don't know. I hope to see more stuff happening. You know, I do. I think that we can have some great productions that can get a lot of people in here. The sky's the limit for this place.
All in all, Pierce's Performing Arts Department is a collaborative family who produces works of art every year for the public and keeps rising to the top. This has been Stephen Nicholson reporting for KPCRadio.com.
All right, so Leah has her own cream primer, in case you want to know the name of the product. Does this go on your eyelids, too?
I put it everywhere.
Okay. It's e.l.f. Poreless Face Primer. I would suggest for both this and the mask, two remaining demos that you have.